And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. It's, of course, our Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies Part 5 and our 2015 Halloween Spooktacular Part 4. This is probably the second to last time I'm going to have to say this for the rest of the show. I don't really have to say, but I think it's fun.
It is fun. It's confusing and fun. And what else is fun is Daisy Bell, or Bicycle Built for Two.
There you go.
From Scream, the TV series.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, again, saw some episodes of it.
Yeah, and you know, I know it's not a movie, but it is based on a movie, and it's the perfect example of they took a very very simple song,
mm-hmm.
and just played music boxes and stuff like that, and made it very creepy for the TV show.
Yeah, they did.
And of course, anytime you hear that song, you know someone's gonna die in Scream TV series.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, Brandon James's song.
Okay.
Poor Brandon James. Terrible. But yeah, so it's been a great show, and of course, a great month here on Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular. Next week, I don't know, are we calling it Halloween Spooktacular Part 5, or is just our Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Special?
Let's just keep it at Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Special.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll conclude the Spooktacular, and we can just do next week is Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Special, because it actually airs on Halloween. That only happens a few years.
So oh, okay.
We've had a couple of holidays this year where our specials have actually aired on the holiday. I think it was Valentine's Day, I think that happened.
I think it did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, and I get that mix up even though I know Halloween's on a Saturday with the show. But, you know, I, till last night, forgot.
Yeah.
I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah, so but it should be an excellent show. We've got a great lineup for everyone on Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Special. Again, 9 a.m. to noon next Saturday on KPHX 1480 a.m., streaming on live at kphx.com, as well as breakradioshow.com.
Sure, yeah.
Check it out on the KPHX mobile app as well. And you can find us at Breakthrough Entertainment on Meerkat. And you're definitely going to want to see this one because I'm going to be in my full Halloween getup, the one that I'm going to be wearing the night before. Yes, I'm going out bar crawling the night before Halloween, October 30th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be dressed as, I'm not telling you, you have to wait. Mm-hmm. And Greg is going to be dressed as, don't tell anyone. And you're going to actually see our costumes in studio, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get Eric to dress up as well as a costume.
We'll bring him one.
All right, we'll bring one, yeah, and you can wear it. You can wear my dress if you want. No, he says that was a very hard no.
No, thank you.
Oh, well, and
not Eric. It's fun.
Yeah,
I am not a cross-dresser.
Oh, neither am I. It's just
sure you are. You're doing it today.
And
it's okay, we don't discriminate.
Yeah, you know what? Caitlyn Jenner is an American hero. Let's not do that.
If you say so.
Let's not do that. Yes, so next week, our lineup, we have we're going to be reviewing at least Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Which actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, that looks good as well. Yeah. And then Freaks of Nature, it used to be called Kitchen Sink.
Okay.
And then they renamed it to Zombies, Vampires, and Aliens.
Mm.
And I think now it's called Freaks of Nature.
Okay.
So you could check that one out. I think your buddy David Ketchner might be in that one. I think he's in both of them.
He is. He's in the zombie scout.
Yeah. But so we might also review Freaks of Nature. I'll have to see. Sure. I don't think they're screening either movie for press, or they are screening Scouts for press, but it's very limited.
Limited, sure.
Yeah. But we'll have to see if we're able to cover both of those movies for all of our listeners. If anyone on Meerkat has a preference between the two, let us know if you're looking forward to Scouts Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse or Freaks of Nature. Freaks of Nature was just basically released this past week. They announced it. Kind of fell off the schedule for a while. But our guests include E.G. Daily, voice actress and actress.
Tommy
Pickles.
Yeah.
As well as one of the Powerpuff Girls. And she's in several Rob Zombie movies, including...
And Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yes, that's exactly what she's promoting. It's like the anniversary of that.
Okay.
So we'll be talking about all those things, including 31, the movie that she's going to be starring in. I think it's next year.
Mr. Zombie, yeah.
Yep. And we also have Ray Santiago, one of the stars of Ash versus Evil Dead.
Yes, absolutely. And you recognize him from a lot of things, but when he was younger, of course, and Meet the Fockers, we thought he was Ben Stiller's son for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And also we have planned for next week, actress Juliet Landau. Now, yes, she is the daughter of the
late Martin Landau.
Yes, and she played Drusilla on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel.
Okay.
So that's a great lineup. We've got some other guests planned as well. You'll just have to tune in and find out who. Oh, and like I said, also Doris Markovic, civil rights attorney.
Did you say late Martin Landau?
Is he late?
He's not late.
Oh. Are you sure?
Has he not done anything?
Oh. I mean, he was in Ed Wood. He played Bela Lugosi, but he's still alive.
But Bela Lugosi's dead.
If you believe the song.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was getting mixed up with Ernest Borgnine. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just don't listen to me.
I was just going along with whatever you said.
I feel bad, actually.
Right. Well, now she's not going to be on the show anymore.
Oh, man.
We're going to cut that out of the post. So great lineup, including civil rights attorney Doris Markovic. She's going to be telling us about Halloween, all the legal matters that go involved in trick-or-treating and answering the door, and also if you're going to a party, there's a lot of things that you got to keep in mind that you haven't might not have thought of.
Yeah.
So she'll gear you up for Halloween so that you aren't sued.
Yeah.
Right.
I just want to bring up with Martin Landau, he still has something in post-production coming out. He was in Entourage, of course, earlier this year.
He's very busy for a dead man.
He is, yes. Oh, absolutely. No, he's still going strong there at almost 90, I believe 87 years old. Looking good for his age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And of course, so a lot more planned on Breakthrough Entertainment. The Halloween has just begun, and then next month we'll be celebrating Christmas and Thanksgiving, and yes, pretty much,
Well, it's all coming now. You can't get on the diet right now.
No.
There's so many good food. Oh, man, it's awful.
Yeah, and
I'll start running or something.
And Meerkat, our watchers on Meerkat, they're saying eggs, toilet papering the neighbors. Yeah, that's all. Doris is going to get us prepared for that. How to toilet paper or egg your neighbor's house without getting sued.
Legally.
Okay. Yeah, legally. There's a legal way to do that. There's loopholes. And so Doris knows all those. She's read the documents.
Yeah.
So that if they do threaten to sue you, you're able to say no.
And you can show them in writing.
Yes. The statute here in section 4, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like the way you TP,
Is this something
really
Doris made up?
No, I don't know. I'm not an attorney.
Doris is great. I mean, she went to 6 months of law school, so I'm pretty sure
Arizona State
knows.
University.
In some third world country.
Yeah. No, Arizona State University.
She was a yes.
I went there, too. I studied film criticism. And now I'm world famous film critic Joseph J. Erdo.
Yes.
Yeah. But and of course, so we also want to thank all of our guests today.
Yes.
From Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension, actor Chris Murray. And again, I gave that a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I recommend checking out The Ghost Dimension.
Yes.
And we also spoke with Tim Pugsley on behalf of 13th Floor and Fear Farm. I cannot stress enough how scared I was at 13th Floor.
You were, some screams and some mirrors there.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. There were two guys with us, and I think they let us go ahead of them. I don't know if it was because they were trying to get away from my screams.
It could have been.
Or because they just thought it was so humorous, because the actors, were laughing. They were like, I scared you. And I was like, okay. No, I was just kidding there.
They actually broke character to laugh at you?
I don't know. This still was pretty creepy. If there's like a girl jumping out of bed and she's, that was the wrong. Okay.
Yeah, that was the ticket.
All right.
They actually stopped the show and they took a picture of Joseph and they said the most freaked out customer we have had this Halloween season.
Yes. I'm glad that it's over. I look forward to the haunted houses, the haunted attractions, but I'm actually glad that it's over because I started to hyperventilate in there.
Yeah, I might go to Fill the Screams again only because I'm probably going to go to Tomachaw Farms maybe actually later tonight or next maybe on Friday before Halloween.
Oh.
And so while I'm there, who knows, maybe also venture over to fill the screams.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
And, of course, other guests include composer Matt Quayle, American Horror Story, and Scream Queens. So check those out on Fox and FX. And actor Sid Haig on behalf of Bone Tomahawk.
Yes.
Again, I gave Bone Tomahawk a thumbs down, just a mild thumbs down. But if you like Westerns, I do recommend checking it out. And also, finally, R.J. Price on behalf of the Zombie Walk. Zombie Walk 7 goes on. It takes place this afternoon in downtown Phoenix. I will be there. Greg, unfortunately, will not. And I'm going to see if I can convince Eric to go over there as well. And he's shaking his head no. And by the way, one of our Meerkat watchers says, come on, Eric, put on a happy face.
Smile, Eric.
Oh, okay, no. Don't do that. Don't, yeah, don't, not that. Don't do that anymore.
Oh, man, that was freaky.
Fine, okay.
Hey, and it's not a Halloween show, but it's on before Scream Queens. I really like Grandfathered and The Grinder, the two new shows on Fox. I hope they make it through. I know it's tough.
The Grinder, I saw like 2 or 3 episodes, and it's not that impressive.
It is. Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I'm on the fence about them. I came.
Rob Lowe is. I think he does a good job.
I like him, but I don't love him. Not him. I mean the shows. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have the wig on anymore.
Yeah. Rob Lowe.
You know, I will tell you. Have you checked out Undateable yet?
No. What's that?
On Friday nights, Undateable Live on NBC.
No.
TV show, sitcom, great. We've talked about it here on several occasions. There's also a show called Truth Be Told, starring Zach from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, Mark Paul Glosser is back.
It's actually kind of funny.
Okay.
It's a pretty good show.
I'll check it out. He's a good actor.
Yeah. And I think Supergirl premieres this week
as well. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Should be interesting to check out.
Yeah. And
a lot of shows coming up.
Yeah. And,
good time of year for that.
Definitely. And all the Halloween specials as well this week. I think on Sunday is The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror 72.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, you know what? And then on FXX, I believe it is, during the whole week, they'll have all the Treehouse of Horrors airing there. And Family Guy has a Halloween one. And, of course, Brooklyn
Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
And Bob's Burgers, their special already aired. And, of course, Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween special airs next Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon on KPHX 1480 a.m. And taking us out of the show in just a moment will be Muse singing Newborn. Greg, have you ever seen High Tension?
No.
No?
No, I haven't.
It's a French film.
No.
And it was originally titled Hot Tension.
Hot Tension.
Hot Tension. High Tension. This is the song that ends the movie. It reveals the final twist, and it is one of the best iconic images that I can think of in any horror movie. Breakthrough Entertainment Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies 5.
Yes, and as well, it's our 2015 Halloween Spooktacular Part 4. Again, special thanks Joseph, Eric, all our guests today. Stay tuned here in a couple minutes to the top of the hour for Real Hockey Talk, followed by Breakthrough Sports.
That wasn't a sound effect, folks.